what's the first word there? Well, Psalm 121, the whole thing there. But I lift my eyes to the hills. I lift my eyes to the mountains. It's the beginning of the psalm that we read today that it expresses emotions and just deep feelings of a writer who probably was wandering through the hills, either at one point or maybe even had stopped to write down some thoughts or just remembered the thoughts that were there, looking to God for guidance, for protection. It sounds like the thoughts of a person who is in some ways making a music video of their life or making this documentary film of their life. You know, as they're walking along. You ever do that? You're walking down a path and you see, boy, if they were making a documentary of my life, I'd want this part to be in there. You ever hear music in your head when you're walking down a path or driving down the road? Think about it. If you wanted to make a music video or a documentary film, short one, that just was about your life, what kinds of scenes would you put in it? What kinds of pictures or video scenes or movies would you have in it? Think about that for a few minutes. Picture some of that documentary film in your head. Anybody thinking of a mountain path? Or visions of you as a child saying, what are we doing? Or scenes of you looking out over this vast, lush mountain valley? Or maybe you playing. We've done a lot of playing this weekend. Maybe you're playing. Maybe you're praying. We've done a lot of praying this weekend. Maybe you're stressed out and wondering where the next problem thing is going to come from. Maybe that's been the picture of your life. You're wondering where help is going to come from. And you can look at the psalm and read the line more, not in the King's High English, but it really just says, my help comes from the Lord. You know, the rest of the psalm, it carries with it these words of assurance. That God, the creator of all things, that God, the preserver of all things, never stops caring, never stops watching, never stops protecting, never stops keeping. There's one line at the end of the psalm that Uncle Carl, when you said it, it just gave me chills. And maybe because I've been thinking about it all week, but the line on the front of the bulletin that says, he shall preserve your soul. In the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, one that I read often, it's, he will keep your life. And in various translations, it's, he will preserve thy soul. He will keep your life. He preserves your life. He will watch over your life. He will guard your life. These words of comfort that give you this feeling of, yeah, somebody's looking out for me. And that word that's translated as life or soul in there, it's the one I talked with the kids about, nephesh. And it's a fun one to say. It doesn't roll off your tongue, but it's got this airiness to it. Kind of like you're breathing it in and breathing it out. And it carries with it the meaning soul, the meaning life, but there's this completeness in it. It's and how it applies to a person, like your life essence, your soul, your inmost being, all that you are. But it also, it's a word that, it's more than that. It's everything that we are, but it also has been used to apply to all of creation. It's like nephesh describes the life essence in animals. And nephesh describes corpses. They don't have life essence, but it's been used to describe that, the nephesh. It's been used to describe God, the essence of God. It has this completeness to it that, it's even been used in some Jewish writings to describe the essence of plants. Like the plants have nephesh. So you look all around you. Look to your left and you've got nephesh on your left. And look to your right, you've got nephesh on your right. And look out this window, and you've got nephesh all over the place. All that God has created. Nephesh, in that which we love. Nephesh, in that which we just can't do without. And nephesh, in the things that we have lost. Nephesh, it's this essence that God only gives. And whoever wrote Psalm 121, they were communicating this sense of nephesh, this completeness of God, like this God of protection, this God of creation, this God of preservation. And I think that we can trust in this completeness of God, this whole nephesh, that God has everything encompassed, and God is in all around us, and God is present with us in our lives. But we, who are part of God's creation, and I hope that we have learned that we are precious to God and we are unconditionally loved by God, but somehow we live in an incompleteness. I know that we have our life essence. But the view of our lives is sometimes wonderful. You look out this window or you're walking around. Oh, this is wonderful. But at times it's just awful. Probably have had awful times this weekend, and it wasn't because we weren't treated with hospitality by the ranch staff, right? It's somewhat disjointed. It doesn't feel complete. It feels like we've got all of these compartments and everything. I mean, we don't always feel like we're experiencing God's protection or God's preservation. We don't always feel like we're experiencing the beauty of creation. I look back. Do you remember the view of your life from the little documentary that you made? And some of you will be filming later on, maybe before you go home today. Thinking of a mountain path. Thinking of a child. A child who might be asking, what are we doing? A child who might be crying. But the vision of a child, the pure, the love that comes with seeing a child. The vast mountain valley, playing or praying, being stressed, wondering where help is going to come from. That picture isn't the picture of complete protection and preservation that comes from God. I mean, it's somewhat disjointed. But that picture and all the things that you thought of, they are a picture of the completeness, at least of who we are. And we are the ones who have been created by God. We are God's children, created by the same God who created this beauty, as we lift our eyes to the hills. And God, who loves all unconditionally, who preserves our essence, who keeps our life, who guards our soul, our nephesh. God is complete, and God will keep your soul today and forevermore. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for all that you are, and thank you that in our incompleteness that you give us soul, you give us life, you give us nephesh. Thank you, God. Amen.